Yeah, let's get to it.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Dad Jerome. I am your co-host, or your main host, Cameron Farmer, and we are back with Mr. Jaden Farmer and
Who is your
opponent for this evening. And
brother?
okay, but he's also my opponent. I'm like Russell Westbrook, man. When I step on that court, I have no
He said he's
friends.
like Russell.
Who breathes all
I
over the
wouldn't want
place? I
to be Russell
Westbrook. Y'all gonna
Westbrook.
stop playing. Stop playing.
The
Stop
hardest
arguing.
thing you do is get his
Out of all
paycheck.
the players, he
Stop.
said Russell Westbrook.
Stop.
I'm like, Russell Westbrook. What
Stop.
has he
Nah, I
won?
know you can't win
Nothing. Hey,
for
everybody, I'm dad.
Cameron, you kind of stepped in that one.
Y'all gonna stop
We
playing
can
with
move
Russell
on. We can move
Westbrook.
on with the topic.
Stop playing with
You
Russell
did that with the one. You won't be like
Man
Russell
said Russell
Westbrook.
Westbrook.
You keep Russell Westbrook.
That's funny. That's funny.
See,
what
what
we're,
on the court.
What
I'm
we're
not
not
on the
gonna
court. I'm
do,
not Russell Westbrook.
what
I'm
we're
definitely
not.
not passing you the ball.
Your brick layer.
Okay. All right.
So, ready for the topic?
Let's yeah, Ma, just give me the topic.
All right. So tonight we're going to talk a little bit about the Sixers. And the question is, should the 76ers give in to the pressures of giving up Tyrese Maxey?
I'm gonna be perfectly honest. Y'all go first. Since y'all
No, no,
go.
no. You
No,
want
no,
to
no,
go?
no,
No.
no,
You
no,
keep
no.
go, Cameron.
No, no, no. Y'all need to go
I'll go
first.
first.
What you got,
They don't need
Jaden?
to. They don't need to trade Maxey. They'll be dumb if they do.
Why?
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 Oh, because honestly, Maxey, he's the next one. He's the next one up, man. James Harden, he getting old. Honestly, I'm not giving up Maxey plus another two, three players plus some picks for Dame. Nah, bro. Nah, I'm cool with Maxey. He's young. I'm extending the next season. Yeah.
That.
Yeah, I agree. I think Philly would be, well, really, no one is untouchable on Philly with the exception of Embiid, of course. Maxey, for the right price, obviously can be had. However, in this case, I think Harden obviously is on his way out, and they're going to extend Maxey next year, which for Philly is a good move. Harden's out. He needs to move on.
I think they should trade Maxey. I'm not gonna lie to you. Here's why.
Ooh.
I ain't inter I ain't even interrupt you, Dad.
Okay,
That's crazy.
you just said that. What, okay, go ahead.
No, I'm right.
I'm
sorry.
personally think they should trade Maxey. Not because of his potential, not because of how young he is, it's just because that the 76ers window is going to keep, it's closing. It's closing fast. And when you bring in a guy like Embiid, right? I'm sorry, no, I'm not Embiid. Dame. Before I preface that, but let me preface this by saying, keep in mind Tyrese Maxey has been on the 76ers for how many years? 3, 4 years. They have not come close to an Eastern Conference final.
And that's his fault.
No, it's not his fault. But when you put a lot of, when you say that you're not gonna trade Maxey, but you're gonna give him an extension next season, you're putting a lot of faith in a kid and a 23-year-old that, quite honestly,
Watch what you're gonna say.
like, quite honestly, personally, I think he should be the face of the franchise. Not
So
Philadelphia,
why Embiid?
not Philadelphia though.
What which
So,
brand?
oh,
Franchise.
okay.
Not Philadelphia. When you bring in a guy like Dame, who is in a win now mode, and Joel Embiid, who is a win now mode, he's an MVP. He's been a top two MVP candidate for the last 3 seasons and has 0 Eastern Conference Finals appearances. You know that says a lot. When I say, oh, he has no Eastern Conference Finals appearances in the 3 years, 3 consecutive years, 4 consecutive years where he's been top two, top three in the MVP candidacy. When you bring in a guy like Dame, the man, A, Philadelphia actually has the asset, have the assets to give Portland for Damian Lillard, unlike Miami. And I don't know why Dame, I'm not saying like Dame shouldn't act like this, but Dame has been loyal to Portland, but I don't feel like he should be his agent should be going around telling people that, hey, if you trade for Dame, if you're not Miami and you trade for Dame, he's not going to be an unhappy player. He wants to go strictly to Miami. When we all know that, hey, Miami don't even have the assets to give up for Dame.
That's why three team trade.
Okay, I get that's why the three team trade is. But at the same time, you gave away Strus, you gave away Vincent,
they didn't give him away. But yeah,
they're not on the team no more. What do you mean?
But they didn't really give him away. They were free agents.
Oh my God, Jamie. Okay. Anyways,
my point
is this. I have a question. How long can the 76ers keep Joel Embiid happy? That's my point. Because Joel Embiid, I'm not saying the reason why they've come up short is because of Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid has done his due diligence to Philadelphia and to the organization and showing up and doing what he's supposed to do. But you got people like James Harden, who we expect to be the Houston James Harden, just because he dropped 2 40-plus-point games throughout the conference semifinals against Boston, and automatically think that he's going to be consistent. Tyrese Maxey, with all due respect, even though throughout the season he averaged...
Yes, please read the stats.
He averaged 20-plus points for the first time in his career on 48.1 field goal percentage.
That's really good.
43.4 three-point percentage.
Really good.
And 84.5 free throw percentage.
That's good.
I'm not saying it's not. It's great. But for Dame, you mean to tell me you wouldn't give up Tyrese Maxey for Damian Lillard?
No. Personally, I would. Why?
Especially, this is Damian Lillard.
Okay.
And the market is not open. The market isn't as... How do I say it? The market isn't as buzzing as we thought it would be for Damian Lillard.
It's because what Portland is asking.
Y'all forget, not y'all, you forget
LOL.
That Dame is what, 32?
He's 33.
But 33. You forget
Dame that Dame is 32. Dame is
33.
But Maxey
is averaging 20-plus points a game, shooting 43% from three.
Damian Lillard was third in scoring.
And he's not even a second option.
Damian Lillard was third in scoring at age 32.
You know why he was third? Because he's the only scoring option on the team.
So why can't he do that and compliment his game with Joel Embiid? Not to mention you have all these weapons on Philadelphia, more weapons than Miami. You actually have a legitimate big men, not only in Joel Embiid, but also on the bench. And you can legitimately make a run in the conference.
But here's the thing.
They weren't doing that with Tyrese Maxey.
I'm not disagreeing with the fact that Dame shouldn't be in Philly. I would actually like Dame in Philly, but not trading for Maxey. I'll give you Harden. I'll give you a couple other players and some picks, whatever you want. Harden, bye-bye. I'd rather give you Harden than Maxey.
I let you have Harden, Tobias Harris. He can go as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly. And you can give. Wait, you're not.
Thank you. Thank you. Y'all heard it here.
And you're talking about keeping Embiid happy. Embiid is about to enter the first year of his 4-year, $213 million extension.
He's ecstatic.
He's going to be fine.
Okay. Okay, but
he's 29.
It means
4 years.
Money deal. Means nothing when you, okay, you can have all the money in the world, but
you got a 4-year, if you're Philadelphia, you have a 4-year window. Now,
I think they should still give a Tyrese Maxey.
Do you go all in now? For a 33-year-old Damian Lillard, he's 33.
Yes,
you're risking it.
Okay,
now.
Philly's time. They were risking it when they decided to extend Tobias Harris and not Jimmy Butler, and you see how that ended up.
I think Jimmy Butler, that was on the inside. I think if you look at Jimmy Butler,
wants to win. They don't want to win. It's not Philly,
and it wouldn't be a good fit.
Philly, it wasn't a good fit. What do you mean it wasn't?
In Minnesota.
You just said Jimmy wanted to win, and that roster, what they had when Jimmy was there, they didn't want to win. That's why he left. That's why he was happy he left. He wanted to stay.
No, I wouldn't say he was happy he left. I think he actually wanted to be in Philly and win.
Okay, he might have wanted to be there in Philly, but he knew he wanted to win.
Okay.
So he left.
Okay. No. They traded him,
okay,
for Josh Richardson.
And who requested the trade?
Nobody requested a trade.
How'd they trade
him? He didn't request a trade though. You can still be traded, but not request a trade. That's what they're doing now.
Right,
free agents.
But
okay. Thank
he
you.
He might have came out and not said request. I want a trade, but they knew inside the organization
there was some beef, and it wasn't gelling. That's why they traded him.
You're just not going to trade Jimmy Butler,
but you're making
for just no reason.
I'm not saying that
for Josh Richardson and who?
I don't know
exactly,
but
there was something going on inside. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is this: when you are like we talked earlier, and you said that, well, they said that they're not trading Maxey; they're going to give him an extension next year. Right. Joe Cronin went on national television a week and a half ago, saying that he wasn't going to trade Damian Lillard. But here we are today; they're committed to building around Damian Lillard. So if I'm Daryl Morey, and you obviously not saying that you have any personal vendetta against James Harden, but you're committed to building around Joel Embiid. Personally, I would love to see Tyrese Maxey win at the highest level. But with all due respect, he's not going to do it if he's in Philadelphia.
Cronin is an excellent liar. The moment that they selected Scoot Henderson in the draft,
they knew Dame was available, bro.
He's not inside the offices in Portland. You don't think they got to this point where, hey, look, guys, we're going to trade Lillard.
Bro, they knew they were going to trade Dame.
We're going to draft Scoot Henderson. No. We're going to give him the keys to the franchise.
They knew they were going to. Bro, what? He wasn't going to come out and say before the draft and be like, we're going to trade Dame.
I'm not saying I was expecting
him. They were going to see
how the draft played out. Was Charlotte going to take Brandon Miller at 2 or Scoot? Now, right. Honestly, do I think if Brandon would have fell to 3, would Dame still be a Portland Trailblazer? Would they really trade him? I don't think they would. I think they'll still be in the same position right now. Like, they would hear some offers. Some
deals.
But yeah. I don't think it would be a indefinite trade, like a trade request.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But since they drafted Scoot, right? I'm like, oh, well, they got a point guard.
I'm sure they drafted
Scoot.
What
are they going to do? Yep. And then, you know, you had oh, Dame's going to meetings. They have meetings, all this type of stuff. Bro, and then we knew Dame at that time.
From the moment they called his name at the draft, Dame was done.
Because
I didn't think so.
If they had Dame and Anthony, Anthony Simons, why are they getting another point guard? You said yourself.
But I don't see them getting a point guard. Why are you paying Anthony all that money and they have Dame?
Well, they drafted the point guard. Somebody got to go.
Well, what I was saying was, I took Cronin's words to face value. When you're sitting there, you're on national television.
That was the objective.
Poker face.
That's the objective.
Yeah.
These are businessmen, man.
Yeah.
These are businessmen. These are GMs.
He was not going to put his whole. He was not going to put his cards out there before the draft.
I wouldn't do that either, because that would be disrespectful to Dame at the same time. But if you're Damian Lillard, you want to be in a win. You want to win. And at the same time, like you said, having the three-team trade.
Yeah,
have a three-team trade. I would have it just for Tyrese Maxey, though. Now, if you're going to trade him to Portland.
Why are you trading a younger player with A-plus potential?
But greatness isn't guaranteed.
He's already averaging 20-plus, 23% from 3 at what?
22.
At 3 years in the league?
Yeah, his third
year
in the regular season.
And he wasn't even the second scoring option.
I'm not saying that he
That's
was.
That's saying a lot.
Where was he when it mattered the most?
He was the most consistent player out of Joel. Oh, It wasn't James.
He had his game where he was not.
Other than Embiid, who was the most consistent player on the 76ers this playoffs? Thank you, Tom.
Let me ask a question, though, because I thought that I heard you all saying the same thing at first. Like, Cameron said they should trade him.
But me and Dad are like, Philly shouldn't give him to the pressure trade.
Right. But yeah. I thought somewhere in this conversation, I heard some similar points that you both were making. I mean, that all three of you were making. And now.
What Cameron said exactly?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because he knew he was right.
Uh-huh.
He knew he was right. Stop. Yeah. Because he said exactly.
No,
wait.
You know? He did.
So, okay, so, I, well, I mean, so what I'm hearing is So Cameron is saying they should trade him, right?
Yes.
And you guys are saying they shouldn't trade him because of the potential and because and what he's already shown.
But why can't he do that with his own? Why can't he's younger? Why can't he do that with his own franchise? If you want to involve a three-team trade,
you have a team. Why are you trading a 26-year-old player? Right?
Is he 20? He's not even 26.
He's 22. A 22-year-old player that's averaging
24% like shooting,
bro. He wasn't the first option. He was the second option.
That's the third scoring option. 22 years old now. 22.
Yeah, you're Jordan Harden.
22 years old. And you're going to trade him for a 33-year-old. Don't get me wrong. Dave can still hoop. Nobody's disregarding that.
Oh, absolutely.
But he's older, bro. He's older.
He's only 32.
So
he's not 35. Sam, I think the conversation would be different. The conversation would be different if he was 35 or 36. Cam, he's only 32.
After you hit 32, you've been in the league for 10 years. Most people in the NBA, once you hit 32, you've been in the league for 10 years. After your 10th year, everybody's not Bron, bro.
I'm not saying I want people to be Bron. But my thing is I just don't want Tyrese Maxey to still be on a team that just keeps falling short. That's my point. I'm not denying the team that you said. I'm saying that they should trade him on the premise that they keep coming up short.
So you think he's gonna do better in Portland?
I'm not saying he's gonna do better in Portland, but if you are on a team, if you're Tyrese Maxey, in my personal opinion, he could be a franchise point guard.
So why are you trading him?
Because he can't be a franchise point guard.
You're not listening. As a GM, bro,
you said it yourself. I know I have a franchise point guard.
So why can't he be a franchise?
Why am I trading him? He can be a 33-year-old Damian Lillard.
Because Philly's window of winning is closing, Jaden.
Okay.
It's been closed. It opened in 2019.
So as the GM,
and it's been closed ever since.
As the GM,
what are you talking about?
But as the GM, you have Embiid and a franchise potential point guard. Build around that. And he's 22. He's 22 years old. Build around that. In a perfect world, yes, I would want Damian Lillard. GM will tell you yourself, yes, I would love to have Damian Lillard. But guess what? We don't need Damian Lillard. We don't need him right now.
Does Philadelphia really need Damian Lillard?
We don't need him to win? Yes. To get over the hump?
They still can. Even without Damian Lillard,
they can still get to where they want to get to.
So I have a question. Go ahead and answer the question.
You mean to tell me, even if they don't trade Tyrese Maxey
and trade James Harden,
they don't have Damian Lillard, they can still get to where they want to get to.
What? We're not even saying that.
I'm asking a question.
Of course they won't. Because you're not getting Cam. What are you, Cam?
I'm saying
if Dame is going to Philly, James Harden is getting traded. He's getting traded.
Yes.
If you get Embiid, Dame, and Maxey, I like Philly's chances.
Absolutely.
There is no way in the world James Harden is leaving, and they're not getting a same caliber player. That's not Dame. You gave me a situation like, well, if Dame's not there and James Harden's not there, then who's replacing James Harden?
If there's no Harden,
well, there's a possibility.
And no Maxey. You can forget it.
Well, I know you can forget it, but at the same time, it's a possibility that they won't get Dame at the same time.
So James Harden's still going to be there.
And they still going to come up short.
But that's not the question you asked.
The question what?
No. So when do we find out? We're saying
Philly should not trade Tyrese Maxey. The only way Philly is getting Damian Lillard if it's for James Harden.
Right, because they need to match the caliber.
But Cameron's saying, for Philly to get Dame, they should trade Tyrese Maxey.
So when is all of this going to take place?
Whenever it happens. It could happen 2 minutes from now.
It could happen two months from now.
Okay, with that, I think this was a very spirited conversation. Cam, what's your... Final words.
Shut up. Shut up.
You already knew
where
it was going, right?
All right. What's your final words on this, Cam?
I ain't even gonna hold you.
You agree with that, don't you?
I low-key am wrong, but that's okay.
We know that. You just
well, they that out. Okay, they don't.
Okay, y'all convinced me. Y'all made some very excellent points. I ain't ashamed to admit
so
that.
Acknowledge
so
acknowledge that.
So I acknowledge that.
So Dad, you're not wrong.
Twist. Yeah.
Do you want me to say that, Dad?
Yes.
Dad, you're not wrong. Okay.
Thank you.
That was good.
Honestly, I take that back. Jaden, you're not wrong. Jaden was really carrying you, by the way.
But that was for Grant with me.
I didn't have to say anything.
We agreed on the same point. But thank you for acknowledging that.
Thanks, Jay, I didn't have
to, we're not wrong.
Yeah. I didn't have to do that.
Don't you have summer school to work on? All right. Goodbye. Check this episode out on Apple Podcast and Spotify. And I'm sorry, I ain't mean to stoop that low. I ain't had to do all that.
I mean, like, even if I did, my work already done.
I handle
my business today. Like,
That's right. I have smart boys.
Good deal.
All right.
All right, y'all. I'll catch y'all later. Love.